Welcome to my library.
This is Laith Preston with an audiobook review for Dragon Page Cover to Cover. This is a review of Alien Contact, an anthology edited by Marty Halpern, published by Nightshade Books. I recently had the good fortune to have an advanced copy of the science fiction anthology Alien Contact pass into my hands. I'm always on the lookout for good reading and new authors to follow. Alien Contact is something of a veritable who's who of the current genre greats, with some names I'm not as familiar with in the mix as well. With 26 short stories telling tales of man meeting other intelligences, Marty Halpern has pulled together an anthology filled with hours of enjoyable reading. I'll hit on a few of the highlights here. One of my favorites is The Road Not Taken by Harry Turtledove, an extremely well-told tale of the first meeting between two races, one more advanced than the other, and the unexpected outcome of that meeting. Also very enjoyable was Orson Scott Card's entry into the book, The Gold Bug, which is an interesting tale in his Ender's Game universe, placed between the end of Game and Speaker for the Dead. Parts of this story Card later adapted into portions of Ender in Exile. Very well written, yet quite disturbing, is I Am the Doorway by Stephen King. As one would expect from this master of horror, Doorway is a darker take on the interaction between man and other. To Go Boldly by Cory Doctorow is a bizarre Star Trek-esque romp, enjoyably parodying the genre while still giving you an enjoyable tale of advanced civilization meeting more advanced, and how that changes everything. Kin, by Bruce McAllister, is well worth the read, telling the story of a young boy and his interaction with a lethal alien. I won't go into details here, but much more is going on than meets the eye. Nancy Kress puts forward, for our enjoyment, a somewhat disturbing yet very well-written Laws of Survival, telling the story of an alien invasion after a global war, from the point of view of a survivor. In the much shorter and lighter category is MAXO Signals by Charles Stross, a letter to the editor about recently received signals from distant worlds. To finish up the anthology ends with Last Contact by Stephen Baxter, another tale about messages from other worlds and what they might mean, told against the backdrop of terrible news. These are just some of the highlights, with other tales from names such as Neil Gaiman, Mike Resnick, Ursula Le Guin, Elizabeth Moon, Bruce Sterling, and Robert Silverberg. I would highly recommend this anthology to fans of good short-form science fiction. So please, give Alien Contact a look. I'm sure you will enjoy it.